cliffcentral.com.
I feel like I'm going to be showing my wrong side. Like, I am
fuck,
so shocked.
Fuck.
Oh, man. That did not go the way we had planned. I swear to God. Like, it was... This isn't... This was not on the cards.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me explain what just happened in the studio. So I'm looking for the song. I search Snake Hips, All My Friends. And then this happened. Right? So, woo! Just so you know, whenever you need God, He's always there when you least expect it. Hallelujah. Shakaraka makalaka. Krapa fasa baba let's. Oh my God.
Sneaking into the plans right there.
Like, God didn't even need an invite.
Nah.
He was like, oh shit, I'm walking straight in there.
I done showed up already.
I'm going to show up right there. I'm never okay. On schedule, but always on time.
That should be right there. One of the other commandments. Make sure you get the right DJ or you play the right music, bro.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
Oh.
Do shit right.
Shit.
You can't afford for things to be done wrong.
Oh,
come on,
man.
Now.
Oh,
come on.
That just, you know what? That blew up in my face. Like, honestly, I had this whole thing planned in my mind. Like, we were going to kick off the show and start screaming, all my friends are wasted. Kirk Franklin was like, no, you're not wasted at all. You are blessed. You are anointed.
In my ancestors' language, they would say Mareta DJ, which means the DJ is bald.
Yeah.
Fuck your nuts, bruh.
Like, you suck, man.
But we're going to sort it out, though.
Yeah, man. Welcome to it. Welcome to it. Just another cool kid hanging out with my dude, my brother, my homie. Mr. Nell Given, how you doing, man? How you doing? We in here. We in here one more game.
Yeah, man. I was dying this morning.
What happened?
A little bit too much Mkombo tea for your life.
How about shred?
It's not for kids.
Wait, so the brew came together? Like,
yeah, straight up.
It was really dope.
It worked out. Londy was actually at the house.
I saw pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why didn't I get an invite?
What no, she was just like, I don't know how to explain that. She was making it. Cleaning it out. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Making it pure.
With the sieve.
Yeah, with the sieve.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
We did it with the curtain. Because, you know, we balling. We can afford to do that with curtains. All right.
We out here making money.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she did that. She handled that like a proper African woman.
Yeah.
Had the whole dress up, everything, like, you know, doing it proper. So, it was that happened.
And she had no problems letting the world know. Like, if you see the post on Facebook, she was like, yeah, real African woman, never forget that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's dope.
She's trying to get her mahari up. How do we say it?
Lobola.
Oh, yeah.
Her dowry.
Her dowry. There we go.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
She's trying to get her dowry up. And I think she'd be worth it for knowing her heritage in that manner.
Yeah.
And being respectful of culture and tradition and having learned as well. Straight
that's
up. That's well done.
Really
to
cool.
Her.
Really cool.
I met some really interesting people this over the past week.
Okay.
This particular old man who didn't mind being the life of the party. It was sort of an India function christening party for a kid. And when he showed up, it became so much fun.
Okay. Does this old man have a name, maybe?
Leslie, there we go.
All right.
He was drawn to myself and K9, the Pussy Whisperer.
Yeah, man.
Because we were looking at this one girl.
Okay.
This one angelic Lingaloi.
Yes.
Creamy white girl.
It's not inside, it's on top. Yeah.
And he came over. The first thing he says to us two is, you were looking at the girl, huh?
Yeah.
Don't even lie to me.
We're so like, game recognized girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dogs are out. So we had a really interesting call. He was just like, you know what? If you want to fuck somebody.
Yeah.
Just come out and say it, man. Tell him you want to fuck. Like, are you down to fuck? It might just happen for you.
It might just.
You know?
Because I feel like we sometimes treat the opposite sex as if they're going to break or something. Like, they're like this, you know, delicate gloss or an egg or something. Like, all women are Humpty Dumpty just waiting to fall off a wall. But sometimes you can actually just walk up to them and be honest and be straight up. And be like, hey, man, this is what I'm looking for. Can you deliver?
Yeah.
And I think it's fair. I think that's fair.
Sometimes you need to do it. And he also mentioned, okay, I'm putting his secrets on blast now. Damn.
Okay.
I didn't know I was going to be this guy.
Hey, man.
Shit.
It happens.
It's Okay. So he had just gone. He had just dropped off one of his side chicks, whatever, at the airport.
All right.
And the other one is at the in another province, whatever. So he's straight up game, like no lies.
OG game.
OG triple OG game.
Like, yeah,
he's in there all the way. So that was cool, man. It was cool to meet someone of so, you know, far off generation.
Yeah.
And have a discussion with him one on one. On the same level.
Yeah, that's cool.
Without like, oh, I'm trying to father you or baby you or whatever.
Like,
so that was nice.
That is cool.
Very nice.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
As for me, my week, I want to start my week off on Saturday. I had the best Saturday. Like,
ooh, yes.
It was unbelievable, man. We were hanging out with Nikki Blumenfeld.
There
you know?
Go.
The lady has been on radio for 19 and a half years. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
She does the world show. And I mean, this woman was fantastic. We sat there, we had a chat for like 2 hours, man.
Ooh.
We just we sat around a table. Because it was so intimate.
Yeah.
Like there was about 20 people there. And we just sat around a table and we spoke as if we had been friends for decades.
And this was by invite only.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. And I mean, considering the fact that the people that were there were, you know, people that we know, like we all are fond of one another. We all know who's who. So the conversation just flowed so nicely, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman used to teach at a school that had 52 different nationalities, man.
Ooh.
So, I mean, she was basically teaching America, if it had different nationalities
in
each state.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, she was just unbelievable. And from that Saturday, it just set the tone for the rest of my week. Like, I've been floating on a cloud this whole week. You know, like, I've been getting... I don't know. Like, it seems as if my energy is in the right place.
Yeah.
My mind is in the right place. I don't know what happened. It was like December's here. And instead of thinking about partying and all of this stuff, I was thinking growth, man. Like, how do I build on shit, you know? So my whole week was just like that.
We've met people that have had a great impact on our energies. And
yeah, for sure.
Our desires. Like,
yeah.
I think right now, myself and the kin ones, it's all about see-through. You know, follow-through. If you're going to have an idea.
Just start.
Start.
By the time...
See-through, bro.
Yeah, man. By the time you think, like... You know, we always think of the destination.
Mm.
Like when we come up with ideas and whatever, we think, okay, this is what I want to get to. But we look at that image for so long that we don't realize that you have to take the first step. Every journey begins with one step. And I feel as if I truly understand that now, all of a sudden. It's like, it's become so abundantly clear what I need to be doing and why I need to be doing those things. You know what I mean? So this week was just refreshing, man. Like everything from every angle. I was just shooting fire from all angles. Just
roar, dragon. Ah, what? Conquering everything.
Take that.
I'm going to take this moment to woohoo. Oh, you finally had a good week.
I did, man. Can you believe?
You are such a fucking downer on a Friday evening.
Right?
Oh.
But I think one of my redeeming qualities is the fact that I don't let that shit get to me. Like, because, I mean, I'll come in on a Friday after having a really shitty week and...
Still be just another cool kid.
That's what it means to be just another cool kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So it's summer 16. December is kicked off. It's all kinds of silly.
It's all kind of crazy.
I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a... You know, it's that time also where our governments and our different organizations are talking about drinking... Not drinking and driving and being safe.
Yeah.
Being responsible, arrive alive. That message is going to get thrown at us.
A lot.
But there's one police force in Canada that got very creative with it.
Okay.
A very different approach using social media. They used Facebook, you know, which is, you know, you can reach millions of people.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
And it's even reached us all the way down here. So this one constable at this police station, police force place in Canada, wrote a Facebook post. Say, quote, on top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge and a year's driving suspension, we will also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the officer's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail. Now, no need to thank us. We figure out you are foolish enough. If you're foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a little Chad Kruger and the boys is the perfect gift for you.
Oh my God.
So they're going to play the Nickelback CD a cassette tape even.
All right.
They're going to play that for you as torture.
Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poor man.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it, makes me laugh. So people have been outraged, you know, trying to defend Nickelback and going at the station saying, how could you make fun or a mockery of such a serious thing?
Yeah, yeah.
But what a different approach, man.
It is. It is. It's like we're going to torture you with old school music, yeah, whether you like it or not. In fact, in this country, they must just play you Poland Love, right? They all.
Who is that?
You don't know Poland Love?
I do not know. Oh, wow. That's
Poland Love, man.
Oh, wow.
That's a legend right there.
They should play him to all racists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they should play, what's that white dude's name? That Afrikaner dude, man.
Steve Hofmeyr.
Steve Hofmeyr. Good. They must play Steve Hofmeyr for black people.
For black people, yeah.
And then for white people, they must play like... they must play Poland Love.
Yeah.
What's that other guy's name? Something Cat. I forgot his... Like, his name is something, and there's a cat somewhere in there. That let the good times roll.
I know that particular song, yeah, but I don't know who it's by. That's right?
His name has Cat somewhere in there.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking about the time, you know, which music would you not want to listen to? Which bands, which artists would you not want to listen to in a situation like
this? Oh, shit.
Because we always wonder in terms of accidents when things like that happen. I wonder.
Yeah.
What song was playing at the time?
Yeah.
When that tragedy
is so weird, but come to think of it, yeah. Like what? Yeah.
What did you go out to? What song did you go out?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously, I suppose Backstreet Boys would jump out at you.
Yeah.
You are in a horrible moment.
And they're playing Backstreet's Back, all right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like right there, in the midst of your agony, they give you like boy bands.
Yeah. If you weren't crying already in that moment, though. Bam, ba-da-da-da. Even Barney would be fucked up.
Right?
Barney is a purple dinosaur. I don't even know how good.
Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination.
Somebody give me a bucket. I'm about to hurl.
That's when you start doing remixes. Like, Barney is a dinosaur from my imagination. He got shot up the ass and died of constipation. That's the only way you could actually survive the whole trip on the way to a prison cell.
I imagine that becomes the last thing you hear after being sentenced and now you're in jail.
That's terrible.
And that's the last song in the world.
As if jail wasn't bad enough.
That you heard. Now that's what's going round and round in your mind. But yeah, man, well done. Well done for starting your conversation also.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was really cool. I think that's a nice, you know, different way of dealing with things. Don't have to be so linear all the time. It's boring.
And I think another great aspect of it is, or would be greater, is if Nickelback actually jumped on. And
right?
Because their music now could come back. That's how music tops the charts again.
Exactly.
These moments.
Exactly.
You know?
And who knows? Someone might just sample one of their tracks and just put it out as something fresh.
Exactly.
I don't know if... do you watch The Daily Show with Trevor Noah?
I tend to catch it.
Okay. So last night, he had this... a lady on the show that he interviewed. Her name is Tommy Lauren, right?
Oh.
And they were talking about the Black Lives Matter movement. Like this chick, right? She's got the most, I don't know. She's so aggravating, right? Like on a Facebook page, she says, like, she's got a picture there. It's like a meme or whatever.
Yeah.
And it says, whether you love what I'm saying or hate what I'm saying, you are having a reaction to it. And that is exactly what needs to happen in this country. The country she is referring to is America. So she's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm. Aye, there we go.
Which kind of tells you everything you need to know about this woman. Like, I wish, let me find the clip of when she was chatting to Trevor about Black Lives Matter.
You got it there?
Nah, you get it.
Because I think I seen it on Twitter on the timeline.
And I mean, the points this woman was making, like, it was like, dude, really?
Yeah, I bet Trevor couldn't believe it as well.
He could not at all. And I was sitting there, have you ever watched a program and instead of listening to what's being said, you're busy shouting at the TV.
Like what the bitch? Fuck? What? I'm going to shoot you. I'm about to run up in that fight and drop kick you in the fucking mouth.
You know, I mean, it's like, no, it
what?
It boggles the mind how she's sitting there speaking so vehemently about what she believes in. But when you're listening to it, it sounds like bigotry. It's you know, it's that type of mentality that led certain white people to think that they were above black people to begin with.
Yeah.
It's rubbish, man. It is absolute rubbish. But did you find the clip?
Straight up.
All right. We're going to play a little bit of it. A little bit.
Yeah, because it's 9 minutes long.
Yeah, it's like, that means it's half the show. So, yeah, man.
You consider yourself a conservative?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a millennial, so I don't really like labels. But yes, I'm conservative in thought.
Sorry, my brain. You just gave a label to say you don't like labels. But anyway.
We exist on a spectrum, Trevor. No. I mean, would you consider yourself a liberal?
That was just funny. It was just a funny moment.
I'm a millennial. Surprise you.
It's just funny. In terms of Black Lives Matter, like, you know, you have quite a record. For somebody who is not racist, you have to spend a lot of time saying, I'm not racist.
This is my favorite part, by the way.
What is your biggest issue with Black Lives Matter?
I think, and I've said this many times, it started with good intentions. I think it was. It was well-intentioned. The moment that they started pushing hands up, don't shoot, which is a false narrative, proven time and time again to be a false narrative, the minute that that became their slogan, the minute that protesting turned into rioting and looting and burning and militant actions, that's when I lost respect for Black Lives Matter.
Okay, but now here's my thing. Let's address each of these things one by one. When you go protesting, turning into rioting and looting, that's not a Black Lives Matter phenomenon. That is what happens when there is a protest a lot of the time. There are people who rioted and looted when teams won in Chicago years ago. It doesn't mean that they are now bad people. That's what happens. There are some bad people in every instance. Going back to Black Lives Matter, though, for you to say that, you say they have good intentions. They had the good intentions. How are you labeling out the actions of a few and condemning an entire group?
Because
I don't understand that.
They subscribe to the Black Lives Matter movement. They say, we are the Black Lives Matter movement. Fry them like bacon. F the police. They're
saying
those
things. These are a few people. This is not the Black Lives Matter. That is not the platform, though.
I saw it in my city of Dallas. I saw what a Black Lives Matter protest looked like. And I saw 5 fallen officers because of it.
That's not fair, and that's true.
No, it is fair, Trevor, because the shooter said... Point blank, shooter said he's doing this because of Black Lives Matter.
Yes, and there are many things you can say. I mean, if you go outside, you can say anything.
Like, this woman. You know, like, I feel like I just got tired listening to it. Like, my God. It's ridiculous, right? It's so ridiculous. But, I mean, the interview goes further in. And, I mean, her points just don't hit home with me. I can understand someone having a problem with... the idea of people looting and doing all of that stuff.
We all do.
But there's, I mean, riots happen all the time when you've got large amounts of people. You know, there's going to be some rotten apples in the mix, you know? And the Black Lives Matter matter movement never actually advocated for people being fried like bacon.
Like bacon.
And all of this other stuff. Like, it's madness. You know, she's nitpicking the points that she wants to use against the movement. Which is insane. I mean, there's no person on the planet who watches the news or who sees what's happening in America and thinks, okay, no, Black Lives Matter is just dumb.
What makes it easy for her to, you know, put her point across and to, you know, be where she is right now is selective hearing.
Yeah.
Because the crowd or the audience that she's speaking to are only going to hear those things.
Yeah.
But we can sit here and be like, okay, looting is wrong. Don't do that.
Sure.
But the rest of the things that you're saying, you can't throw everybody under the bus, as Trevor was saying.
It's madness. Anyway.
Fucking ridiculous.
Ross. So that was the week. Those were some of the things we came across that we thought they were interesting. So today, we don't have a guest in studio. And
we have a ghost. Ooh.
I only thought they came through in October, but it's fine. We'll have a ghost in December. We decided to come up with 10 commandments, right? And these 10 commandments are for people to survive December, right? We want you to go out, have a good time, but you need to make it home so that you can see January 2017. So these are our 10 commandments that we think are very important for you to adhere to.
Yeah.
When you're moving through this December. So, coming through, let's start with number one. We're going to go from number one all the way up till number 10, right?
All right.
Number one, I think, is the most important one. Like, you know how in the Bible, the first commandment is the most important one? I think this one is the most important one, too. Just like Las Vegas, what happens in December stays in December.
You heard? Get a tattoo. Write it on your arm every time you go out.
What happens in December stays in December. Like, honestly speaking, people need to understand that it's more about having, I won't say having a good time, because that's a bit too narrow. Like, it's about having an experience that you won't forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's about making lifelong memories that are in this little pocket that we call December. And whatever wrong things that you might do, like if you sleep with three girls in one night, or I don't know.
Had to be the first one.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe you take your brother's car out for a joyride or whatever. All of those little problems should be left in December.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this is the one month we are allowed to lose our minds. It's the hottest month in the year. It's like, let me go, man. Let me go crazy.
It's not me. It was the December high. That's what did it to me, okay?
Yeah.
Some people tend to forget this one. And you hear on the audio section, it's also mentioned, this one.
Yeah.
In a sense. Your wolf pack, or number two on the Ten Commandments.
Here you go.
Your wolf pack is everything.
Everything.
Okay? Don't go out with the people that you know and get to a scene and find new friends.
No. No.
Don't be a messy little bitch.
No, don't do that.
Don't go wanting things that aren't yours, okay?
That's how you get left at clubs. How? That's exactly how we find your ass on Sunday morning at the Shell garage around the corner.
Yeah.
With your high heels in your hand and your purse on your head because the sun is whooping your ass. That's how those things happen.
You done got overnight fucked up.
Exactly. Like, your wolf pack is everything. Your
respect
wolf pack
the wolf pack.
It's the dream team, man. Yeah. Like, you'll never see a wolf just running around by itself, trying to hunt by itself. Never that, man. You move as a group, as a pack. We need to learn these things from animals, man.
Man.
We really do. We really do. It's of the utmost importance that you respect and treat your wolf pack with the right amount of love. And, you know,
I'm going to hit you with a quote from the legendary, the iconic Oscar-winning movie.
Yeah.
Tsotsi.
Yeah.
Where he gets told, decency.
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 Thank you. Can you spell decency?
Can you spell that word? Because after you leave your fucking wolf pack, you have zero.
Zero. Like, there would have to be, I don't know. I'm trying to come up with an example where it'd be okay for you to leave your wolf pack.
Yeah.
But there isn't.
No.
There isn't. Even if there's an earthquake, the first people you look for, wolf pack.
Wolf pack.
It's that simple. All right. Number three, our third commandment for you to survive this December is your overnight bag is your travel companion. Seriously. Like, that is your closest traveling companion. Outside of the wolf pack, the most important thing is an overnight bag. Because I don't know about you, but I've been to a couple of parties and I had planned to go home.
Been there, yep.
You know, but things happen.
Yep.
Things happen. I mean, your friend has a braai or whatever, and you there drinking and whatnot. You're like, yeah, man, I'm going to go home. But all of a sudden, it's no, I'll see home, man.
Yeah. Where are you going to take me?
Exactly.
I'm having such a good time.
Thank you. And when that happens, I don't want you to borrow my toothbrush.
Yeah.
I don't want you to borrow my shorts. I don't want you to borrow my socks. None of that. We do the borrowing of shorts and whatnot during the year. You understand? Not in December. Because have you ever had an item returned that went missing in December? Forget that. That never happens.
Yo, one of the essentials you need to pack in your overnight bag is comfy pants.
For sure.
Like you were saying, shorts. You for need sure. you some sleeping pants.
Yeah, for damn sure.
Okay? Because it's going to be long nights and long days.
Yeah, long uncomfortable nights. Because you might just find your ass on a couch.
In the language of my people, this bag is called the Nkape Kyabufebing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm going to whore.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah.
Number four on the Ten Commandments for summer 16. Do not drive yourself.
Yes.
Make Uber your friend or whatever other means of transportation.
Thank you. Your confidant, man. Because believe it or not, there are people out there that work on a daily basis as drivers. Okay?
That's what they do.
Could you believe it?
Get you some blue lights.
Right?
Yes.
They actually sit behind the wheel of a car and drive for a living. How about we invest in our nation's economy and use the drivers?
If you don't want to be listening to, is it Paul Pitanglov?
Yeah.
On the way to jail?
Get a driver.
Get a driver.
Uber.
It's that simple.
Uber.
It's not even that difficult.
It really isn't that difficult, man. And in fact, like when you are close to high traffic areas, yeah, especially foot traffic, like close to Santon, or you're partying somewhere around those areas, there's always metered taxis around there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that difficult to find. And on top of that, for the mere fact that you've got Google on your phone, you cannot tell me that you are stranded. You are. No, you can't. You cannot.
Don't go sleep under a bridge.
Never.
Don't go sleep at a random stranger's house.
No, we can't have that.
Don't do that to yourself.
Come on, people. Let's grow up.
Yeah.
Which actually leads us to the fifth commandment. Portable chargers are a must. Okay? Like, we understand that nowadays, because of the capabilities of our phones, mm-hmm, the battery is not going to last for two nights without you connecting it to a charger. So therefore, to make sure that you are in contact with your Wolfpack, to make sure that you can get an Uber, you know, to make sure that everything is legit, make sure you've got yourself a portable charger.
I saw these badass ones, these badass kick-ass ones here the first time here at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Whew.
Those were so dope, man.
I see your fucking, what's it called now? I have one. Ah, the USB one.
Yeah.
The little tiny ones. Needs to come to me. Can't leave it here.
Okay.
Power bank, that's what it
power
is.
Wow.
I see your power bank and I raise you one of those things. Yeah. I don't even know what they're called.
I don't know what they're called.
But they're
either.
So convenient.
I used to call them power banks myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But they're mighty powerful, bro.
They are. Whew. They really are. And I mean, it's of utmost importance, primarily for your safety, that you have some form of communication.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You need to be in contact with people. I am so, I won't say irritated, or I get so mad when I hear about people that go out with people and one of them goes missing or gets injured and all of these things. And you're wondering, why didn't you call someone? Why, man, send a police call, you know, or buy that 750 WhatsApp bundle on Cell C and use that, man. Come on.
Make some means.
Make some means.
Be
man.
A fucking adult.
Thank you.
10 commandments. Have a fixed schedule.
Yeah.
Your schedule is very important.
It's extremely important.
It's game time.
It is game time.
You need to know what's happening, who is happening with, and what time it's happening.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're going to do you a solid right now. We're actually going to let you know of some of the things that are happening in and around, you know, your area. Hopefully you live in Gauteng, because we don't know what's happening in the Eastern
anything
Cape.
Beyond that, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, but still, I hope you can understand the idea, right? Because, I mean, you need to come up with a plan. If you are traveling long distances, you need to know when you're leaving, when you're coming back, who's doing the driving. You need to sort out all of these things, because the main aim is for you to see next year. We want you there in Jan. You know what I mean? We're going to be talking to a lady by the name Melanie Ramji, and she's going to be filling us in as to what's happening at Taboo this weekend. See, we just don't come up with these things for fun. We even let you. Yeah, we
it's a schedule.
It's a schedule. Okay. We can sort out your schedule for tomorrow, as well as even later on in December. There's a fantastic event that happens in Pretoria. It's called Cooler Boxing Day.
Dude,
so dope. On the 26th, life. On the 26th of December, that goes down every year. It's just really dope. It's just really dope. It's one of those annual events that you have to go to. I mean, the name of the event itself should tell you what time it is, man.
Listen, Cooler Boxing it's the Day? Comrades of parties.
Right.
You need to do it once.
Yeah, you have to. You need to.
Very necessary. So yeah, lineup is looking bossed up as well, looking super cool. So we'll hear more about that. I think they were counting down to it. So some of you have been ready for it.
Yeah.
But for those of you who hadn't heard, Here it comes.
Here it comes, man. So, Super Fresh Saturday. Hi, Melanie. Melanie. Is Melanie on the line, guys? Are you sure? Hello, Melanie?
I told you we were talking to a ghost.
Yeah. It's for real this time.
I did forewarn you.
Yes, you did. It's strange, right? It's called Stay Fresh Saturdays.
Yeah.
And we can't even keep the lines fresh. I don't know what's going on. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, what are you guys talking about? I'm here.
Oh, now we can finally hear.
Why are you not talking?
How? Melanie just decided to go quiet.
I've been here all along. I've been here, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Fantastic, man. So, it 3 days of seemingly insane partying. This thing goes down at Taboo, right? Super Fresh Saturday.
That is correct. Well, it's called Stay Fresh
Saturday.
Stay
Fresh. Sorry, my bad.
Fresh. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. So I got a picture here of the poster. I can see the lineup is looking absolutely insane. You've got Ricky Rick there, Shane Eagle, even the legendary TKZ is on the lineup.
Yo, it's insane, the lineup. I think the highlight for me, being like from that side of that generation, TKZ for me is the killer.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
So excited. I have not seen him perform in 4 years.
Mm.
So I'm super excited. And then of course we've got time for the young ones, for you cool kids.
Yeah.
So Ricky and Shane is out there doing their thing. But we've also got a nice lineup of cool DJs, like mm-hmm. a nice mix.
Yeah.
We've got Miss Cosmo, we've got Magic, like all the big favorites. It's going to be awesome. I hope you guys are coming through.
Ah, for sure. For sure. We'll definitely be there.
You're saying for sure you're forgetting we're running tomorrow. Yeah.
No, look. I mean, we're going to be doing the Adidas Run Your City.
How, guys? You tomorrow. Are young.
Yeah.
You must run.
I don't know what Neil's talking about. He's acting as if...
Body.
Yeah. I don't know why he's acting as if we can't do
105.
Both.
105.
How?
Guys, we ran for Soweto Madison's and we did after parties also.
I'm just trying to be responsible here. So, Melanie,
do the right thing. You'll see you at Stay Fresh Saturday tomorrow after your race.
We have to be at the event because we need to stay fresh, man. We fresh right now. We need to stay fresh.
Melanie, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Well, what time is the race, guys?
Aye, Melanie, don't know. Hold on.
The race is in the evening. It's going to start at about 7 in the evening, but we'll be done. Don't worry. You'll see me turning up, okay. Melanie. Don't worry.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I'm going to beat it.
It's a quick run.
Melanie's that friend, y'all.
You are young now.
She is that friend.
I got you guys. You need to come through.
For sure. For sure.
You know, guys, it's December. You only live once. You only live once. You got to come through and you got to keep it fresh.
You know what, Melanie? We've been going through our 10 commandments for December. And one of our commandments is that your wolf pack is everything. And I feel like you should be part of our wolf pack. You've got the right energy. I'm so serious.
No worries, guys. Call me anytime. I'm ready. I'm so ready.
It's so deep.
Hit me up.
Man, you just made my day. I won't lie.
I ain't trying to fuck with you or Melanie right now.
What the hell?
Melanie, what
guys,
is it?
I ain't even joking. I'm ready. Hit me up.
You
I'm
sound
ready.
Like you've been partying already.
I live down the road.
Man.
Listen, I live down the road from you guys. I'm down the road, literally.
I told you she's that friend. What does it mean to stay fresh on a Saturday? What does it mean to you?
Yeah, you know what? It's about coming together with other fresh, cool people and, you know, keeping it real, listening to some awesome music, socializing with some other cool peeps, you know, picking up a girl if you are a dude, mm-hmm. checking out the talent out there, the hot brothers. You know, I like me some young ones, so oof, I'll be out there. You know, I'm committed, but I can still look.
Yeah. It's December.
I can look at the menus, though. So, yeah, come out, like, and have fun. It's all about having fun. It's December. It's early in the month, but the party started yesterday already.
Yeah, so, I can hear from your voice.
No, I've been partying. Oh. I'm worried about January. But hey, we keep it moving. We keep it fresh.
Yeah, man. So we need to play catch up right now. I feel like we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, but on the real, like, good luck with the race, guys. But you know what? You're young.
Yeah.
You got young blood running through your veins. Mm-hmm. So do the race. Hit a quick 1-2. Put on your clean clothes. We don't mind a little bit of sweat. And come through to the party.
Oh, man.
And let's like, get lit.
We're going to get so lit. So this happens at Taboo, right?
Going down at Taboo tomorrow. It's an all-day party that was open like early afternoon. It goes down until 2 o'clock, so they say. Mm-hmm. We all know we're going to leave Taboo at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
$200 for general, $350 VIP, right?
Correct. That's right. Get your tickets at CompuTicket. If all else fails, get your ticket at the door. We'll be there.
But for me and Neo, we'll just call you, right?
You got my number. I hope I'm on speed dial. Call at your girl.
Yeah, man. Melanie, you rock.
Just to party with Melanie tomorrow, I think the party's sold right there.
It's done. It's
like,
done.
Oh, guys, the way I sell myself, I'll be the one there running around working. You won't even find me. I'll let you in and you'll never see me again. I'll be running around.
Houdini gone, disappeared.
Working.
Oh, man. But
good luck with the race. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you so much for joining us, Melanie. I can imagine how much work you have to do in preparation for tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. We'll catch you out there tomorrow.
Awesome. See you guys then. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you need that friend in your wolf pack.
Yeah, man. That's Melanie Ramsey.
Gotta be in there.
Keeping it real. Like, she wants us to be... look, we're already fresh. We just need to make sure that we stay fresh. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm that friend that's like, okay, I can be easily convinced. So I'm sold. Like, both of you are coming. It's like, okay, let's do this thing, okay?
Do you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Like, you sat here acting as if you've got a choice about
whether I can come or not.
Yeah, I'm like, whoo, no, you are funny.
And we got a free Uber vouchers thing called. I don't know how these things work,
but we'll sort it out.
We're gonna sort it out tomorrow. We're gonna be all right. So yeah, we could do this.
We could do this.
No, okay,
we are doing this. I'm sorry, I'm doing it. I don't know about what I'm doing it. Done.
As one of the kin ones always says, I have no friends. When you hear such things.
Oh man.
Well, your life is looking like this. Okay. So we're gonna take it to the audio section right now.
Yeah, man.
Okay, as we continue with the 10 commandments for December.
For DC, man.
I when I sent this out afterwards, I was like, damn, I shouldn't have made a 10. It's gonna put people off. But actually, at @NOV_Nova on Twitter, check her out. She's insane, always trending.
Yeah, she's so dope, man. Oof, she's dope with it.
Fire, bro. She sent like 10. Okay. My phone was going off so much, it felt like she sent 30 of them, man. So here it comes.
All right.
10 commandments for summer 16, bro.
Number 3. If you are...
No, whoa, not number... Whoa, I'm already drunk.
Now you're making NOV seem dyslexic. Ish,
dude.
Number 3. Ish, no, don't do that.
I'm doing her the Afrikaans way backwards. Right? Okay.
Number 1. Don't catch feelings. It is only the December vibe. It is not love. It's not going to last through to January.
See, what happens in December stays in December.
Number 2, drink responsibly. December is not the end of the world. It is not the time for you to do the most and be reckless and risk your life. Drink responsibly. Try not to drink and drive.
There we
go. You see, like she's covering different parts of our commandments. I mean, you need to make sure that you're not the person responsible for driving, especially after drinking.
Number 3, if you are sleeping over at a friend's place this December holiday, don't wake up and go party. Wake up and clean the house, guy. You want to come back to a clean place that is neat and, you know, that does not smell like feet every night when you come back from partying. Be a good house guest if you're staying over at a friend's house this December.
Real talk.
I love that one.
Straight up.
I love that one.
For damn sure.
Okay.
Number 4. Always use protection. Always use protection in December. People are reckless and ratchet and they just don't give a fuck. Like, honestly speaking, you know, they don't care to protect you or the other person. So you make sure that you always use protection. Walk with a condom in your bag. If you're a girl, walk with one in your purse. If you're a guy, walk with one in your wallet. You know, protect yourself. Take care of yourself. Always.
In fact, don't keep it in your wallet. That's a bad place to keep your.
Yeah, because I've learned about it gets burnt and it gets
it's
the friction.
Yeah, and then 9 months later you got a surprise. Don't keep it in your wallet. But nonetheless, don't act as if you've got a latex allergy. We've been knowing you. You're 20-something. You do not have a latex allergy. Damn it.
Don't be silly with your willy. You're wrong.
Don't.
Number five, take a bath early in December, guys. Nobody wants to be the gent at the party that's smelling, you know, because plans happen so quickly. One moment you're chilling on your couch, dirty ass from last night's partying, and the next moment you're under nakes, you know, and doing the most. So make sure that the moment you wake up, be clean. This is not the June holiday where you can stay in your pajamas the whole day. This is December. Okay, it's on another level.
It's hot, man.
Hot.
You must bath.
I'm sweating everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Okay, the party. Yeah.
Number six, make sure that you eat healthy this December. Well, not eat healthy. That's not going to happen. But eat consistently. You know, make sure that you have food in your tummy at least 3 times a day, because we drink so much and we're getting high and, you know, whatever, that we forget to eat. You know, make sure that if you're with your group of friends, what I like to do is in the morning, grab breakfast. Make sure that you guys have a stable breakfast, and then throughout the day, you can grab a quick thing on the go type of thing. But make sure that you eat. Very important.
Make sure you eat. Otherwise, you'll be booking endless doctor appointments. Bro.
Yeah, man. It's like, because
you hurt yourself.
I don't know how to phrase this in English. Mara, so you must also like get laxatives to clear your system.
Yes,
I got myself some Chinese green tea.
Okay.
Oh, man. That
feng shui, feng shui.
Oh, man. That King Hao. Life changed right. My life.
Number seven, be a responsible drunk, okay? For some reason, people think that it's okay to get so messy that they pass out and they can't walk and the rest of the team has to carry you because it's December. No, guy. Nobody wants to be the friend that has to take care of the other friend. Make sure that you know your limits and you're able to get home. You know, and you can walk on your own and you're not crying. Don't be the crying guy at the party also.
Yeah.
And don't be the guy that gets into fights at parties.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Because that's what happens when you're drunk. You get drunk, you fight. It's a mission.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
and then you're crying afterwards because you got a blue eye. No, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. In fact, you know, the drunks that she's talking about, like those messy drunks.
Yeah.
Have you seen how people that drink Castle Light get drunk? Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to.
It's not about the brand.
Yeah, it's not about
the brand.
It's
more about the people.
It's about the people that drink it. Like, they'll sit there and drink 20 of them and look as normal as hell.
Yeah.
And then the 21st one is like, and then they drooling and stuff. Don't be that guy. In fact, don't be that girl either, because we've seen some of you messy bitches.
Hey, man.
We've seen some of y'all.
And the fact that the thing that is, you are a messy bitch.
Yeah.
And you're not loyal to your wolf pack.
Yeah.
So then your wolf pack leaves you behind.
Yep.
You that messy bitch on the floor at the party.
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing and taking pictures.
Yeah.
You that hoe.
Don't become a meme this December.
Oh, yes. There we go.
Yes. Don't.
Because we damn sure ain't trying to know you after that.
Yeah, we can edit pictures. We'll take your ass out.
If you're going to an event and there's a lot of them happening, they're starting like tomorrow. You know, if you're going to an event, make sure that you have enough money to take an Uber home. Be responsible. We're adults. You know, you need to adult.
Please.
Make sure you have enough money to get home. Make sure you have enough money to buy your own alcohol.
This is for the
because
girls.
We are tired of girls getting drunk on other people's budgets. And then wanting to drag us into the conversation when these guys want payback, okay?
Because
it's a give and take, Moose. We all know we are adults. We understand the concept. But you want to go with your whole group of friends. You want to drink his alcohol. You want him to
and not drink his
all
cock?
Of your friends
What's wrong
at home.
With you?
And then when he wants something in return, we must all jump onto the timeline and defend you? No, take care of yourself. Go with your own money, even if that means having cheap pre-drinks at home. Get yourself a 50 rand bottle of wine. Drink that before you go out partying so that you have something in your system so that you don't have to spend a lot of money at the club if that's what you're into. But essentially, make sure you've got enough money to take care of yourself.
Aish. It'll be you on a bump diggity, girl.
Dude.
Oh, man. You're
She's laying
diggity.
Out the Bible right now.
Oh, man. Make sure that you follow her on Twitter, man, as
hey,
well.
Man.
Like, she keeps doling out this stuff. In fact, we should have her in here one day.
Straight up.
We need to do that.
I think we'll get through some Twitter folks.
Yeah.
Have, like, the whole, some birds in here, you know, talk about what they do. Because there's another guy that we need to talk to as well. He's quite cool on Twitter, too, so.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
We must put that together. She's so right, though. Like, there's nothing wrong with having pre-drinks. In fact, I would strongly suggest pre-drinks. Okay, like have a couple when you at the house, you know, call the Uber, get into the Uber, go to Taboo, and buy 3 drinks, and you're still toasty.
Please don't puke in people's cars.
Yeah, that's so
nasty.
Tired
of they're tired of cleaning up your shit, though.
Ah, that's nasty. Like, don't
damn
do
it.
That
this
shit,
ain't
man.
Your mama's house.
In fact, you know what's weird, right? I've always wondered, like, how do people allow themselves to get that drunk? Like, when you get to that, I mean, everyone knows we've got our own drunkometer in our bodies, you know? And we kind of know that, okay, this is where I should, you know, slow down a little bit, right? I mean, it's one of those things, right? Let's in fact, let's just recap some of these commandments, because it's what I just said now is going to lead us into our next commandment, right? So at number one, we said, just like Las Vegas, what happens in December stays in December. It's not that serious, bro. It really isn't that serious. You do not have a latex allergy, so don't lie to us. Let December stay in December. Use a condom. God damn.
Wolfpack is the whole thing, the whole design.
It's the whole thing, man, from top to bottom. Overnight bag is your travel companion, like your best bomber.
If there's one word you've heard today, is Uber, Uber, Uber.
Yeah, man.
Don't drive yourself.
Don't not drive yourself, all right? Number five, portable charger is a must. You have to have one of those things. We need to know where you at and always contact you.
If you drive yourself, you play yourself.
Yeah, man.
Another one. Okay, have a fixed schedule. Know what you're going to do at all times, who you're with, and what's going on.
Right. Going back to what I was talking about, when you realize that you are getting that drunk, always, always remember that water is your friend. That is the seventh commandment. There is nothing wrong with ordering a bottle of water at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's going to look at you funny. In fact, no one was looking at you in the beginning. Just have some water and relax. You know what I mean? It brings you back a little bit. It corrects your your stagger.
Don't drink it all, even when it tastes too strong.
Don't.
Hey, I've heard girls are doing things out here in these clubs, eh?
Oh, yeah?
They're finishing your money.
Yay, man.
There are girls that are taking Eno, I heard, so they can puke, so they don't get drunk, so that they can drink some more.
You're kidding.
It happens, man.
God.
Number eight on the Summer 1610 commandments, learn how to contribute to a bride.
This is so important.
You can't be that guy all the time.
Oh, my God.
You want to
so
come,
funny.
But you don't have money, or you can't contribute in any way.
Aye, man. Look, here's
bring
what I'm saying.
Don't bring a plate, actually. No.
Look, if you are not going to contribute financially to the get-together, your ass needs to stand by the bride stand. Or you need to be the guy that runs the errands.
Yeah.
You need to be the person that pours people drinks. You need to contribute on some level to the experience of the bride. Even if you have put in money, everyone needs to do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's we all need to be there having a good time, making sure that everyone is looked after, man. Like, if anything, if someone starts a fight, you must be the first one to stop it.
Don't go poking your friend whose house it is and go, hey, look, they fight. No.
No. No.
Do something, okay?
Do something.
Number nine, know your relationship status.
Please, man.
Status of your relationship.
Please,
where
man.
It's at, what's going
please,
on.
Please, man. Like, if you are single, in fact, there's only two types of relationship statuses in December. You are either single or in a relationship. That's it. Don't tell me it's complicated. We are in an open relationship, blah blah. Aye. It's either you're single,
I'm finding myself,
no. You had the whole year to do that. 11 months, really?
Oh,
come
God.
On come on, man.
Shoo.
All right. And as NOV mentioned earlier on, I think number 10 is also pretty good. You have to have a bankroll for December. You have to. It's a must.
Mm.
You cannot walk into December not knowing how you are going to survive.
What the means are?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
You're just gonna what? Shoot from the nuts?
Ah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, you're gonna turn into that guy that waits for everyone to call. Like you're that guy who sends people messages on WhatsApp. Like, hey, how you doing?
So, what's happening? Where are you?
What are you doing? What's going on? Sit your ass down with your thirsty ass.
Yeah, we
man.
See you acting thirsty.
We see you. We see you.
Looking, eh?
We've been seeing you, man.
So there we go, right there. You must have, you and your wolf pack might design your own for your own circumstance, for your own environment. So do that. Make it fit to you.
Yeah, man.
Discuss it. Don't lose yourselves too much. Make sure that everybody in the squad knows, carry that Bible, or start with that Bible every morning or every day or whatever.
For sure.
Make sure it's there.
It must be the first thing that you think about.
Yeah.
Every time you wake up in the morning, as to, you know, you must know what the rules and regulations are, what the Ten Commandments are. And I honestly believe that if people were to follow our Ten Commandments, they could survive this December without even breaking a sweat.
It's too easy.
It would be like, what was all the fuss about?
It's too easy.
Why is everyone panicking? Okay. I've got my Ten Commandments.
Remember this, Jan. Courtesy of JNNG. JNNG.
JNNG.
It's difficult to say. I see what you're saying. JNNG. Yeah. JNNG. That's the one. Okay, yeah. Follow us on Twitter also.
Yeah. All right. At JNG_live. In fact, send us some of your commandments. If there's anything that we've missed, please send us some of yours. Use the hashtag 20somethingCC at JNG_live. We'd love to hear some of your ideas. Maybe there's something that we missed.
In the other two, one of the things that NOV said was have fun, which I think is very important.
It's. I mean,
don't kill the vibe.
Don't.
If there's an energy going around and, you know, don't be that person.
Yeah, man. Don't. Ish, man.
We don't want you here. Now we're all feeling sort of like, look, she's sitting there by herself.
Oh,
don't kill the energy. Okay, have fun. If we're dancing, we're dancing. If we're jumping, we're jumping. I'm not saying be sheep. No.
But have fun.
Be part of it.
Contribute to the energy. Yeah. Like, in fact, I'm willing to go as far as to say that if you are that person that wants to sulk and all of this stuff,
yeah,
get your ass into a bedroom or into a toilet or something.
Where so we can't see you.
Yeah, we don't have to see you. We don't need to feel you around us.
We're going
to
hide you. You're going to be that person.
And another thing, if you are in a relationship, please have your fights and your arguments and your disagreements.
Don't tell us.
Do that somewhere else. Like, go sit in the car and
don't show us. Don't tell us.
Don't show us. Don't tell us. Don't let us. We don't need to know. Okay. Like, it's none of our business. When you guys are hooking up and all of that stuff, having sex and having a good time, whatever, we're not there. So how about you keep us out of your fights as well? I think that would be great. Thank you.
If you can't invite me to your fuck, don't invite me to your fight.
Man, we need to tweet that shit. I'm going to tweet that shit.
You're going to get busy right there?
I'm going to tweet that shit. That's so deep.
So the great thing about what happened at the beginning when we started is that we'll be able to close out with some snake hips. So all your friends can start getting wasted.
No, I don't trust it anymore. I don't trust it anymore.
You don't want to play from here?
No, I'm going to play. Like,
you're tweeting though. Are you multitasking?
No, I can multitask. I'm a modern man.
Oh,
Aish, millennial.
Just now, he's gonna say he's got a purse as well.
Millennial. You know, I don't like labels, but millennial.
But you know, if I'm gonna call myself something,
because you know, when you label yourself, it's just not right. Okay, like I'm a millennial, but I don't like labels. Okay, I'm also a liberal.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that are like metrosexual.
Look, he's come out, guys.
And I'm not homosexual. I'm metrosexual. But most importantly, I don't like labels, okay? Leave the labels out of it.
I've been drinking this so... Oh, by the way, he's an actor, if you didn't know. Hey, he acts, this guy. So, hey,
that's, yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, well, people will know. Don't worry. People will know soon enough.
Shit.
But I mean... To wrap this whole thing up. man, tomorrow we're running 4 kilometers, man.
Is it? Okay, yes.
We're running for...
some goodies. I'm so excited about the goodies.
Yes, the goodies.
The goodies.
Before we talk about the goodies, though, like, I know we're going to have a team meeting.
Central team.
Yeah, we're going to have a team meeting. But yeah. I'm gonna tell you guys this on air so that everyone is my witness. Like, I am running 4 kilometers, not 8, not 12, okay? Like the Cliff Central team.
Oh, you're setting an agenda here.
Bona is running 4 kilometers. Palisa, she's riding 12. Palisa, no. Okay. By the way, because we are looking at one another, your 12 is backwards.
Dyslexic ass motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this?
Okay, back to the agenda.
Yes.
Yes.
4 kilometers. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been training a little bit.
You've been running. Training?
Yes, like I've been jogging every morning, getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can get through about 3Ks without taking a break. So I think because I'll have a wolf pack with me.
Straight up.
They'll carry me through.
Gotta finish together.
All the time, man. Yeah, so we're doing that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing that tomorrow. And then we're going to Taboo afterwards for the Stay Fresh Saturday, right? I believe Black Coffee's block party is also tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hectic. See, we are sorting you out with your schedule. Well, at least for this weekend. You know what I mean? So check out the Black Coffee, what you call, block party, FNB Stadium. Next to FNB Stadium. He's not filling up the stadium.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were like, yo, Black Coffee single-handedly changed the game. But no, he's going to be next door to FNB Stadium. Anyway, so it's going to be happening. Dude, this was fun.
This was fun.
This is the first time we've chilled without having anyone else in the studio.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Ghosts in the building. This
Ghosts in the building.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Ah, man.
You are so pure.
I try to be.
Look at energy, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, the perfect Wolfpack song, right?
Okay.
Because I honestly believe that we should walk away from this show knowing how important Wolfpack is, you know? And there's no better Wolfpack song than this one.
Woo! What? Dogs, them, you know?
It's like the evolved dog type thing. Well, the evolved wolf. Domesticated wolf. CliffCentral.com.